Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. And for those first-time listeners, I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker. I publish a magazine, and I am the founder of Nothing But Good News New World Media. I am also the originator of something called the Vision Program, which specializes in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect change, especially, well, you know, I especially in the lives of women, but the truth is it's in everyone's life. Because I personally rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to truly a life of bounty and joy. So a little bit about the radio show. And why Nothing But Good News? Well, in this age of soundbites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life. And that is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. You know, we're going to have a great show today, a lot of fun. I'm very, very excited about this guest. But before I get to my guest, I want to share with you today's G-Note. A G-Note, for most of you that know, it's a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. We have well surpassed 2,000 consecutive days. Yes, I did say 2,000. Sending G-Notes out, which is just a little note of inspiration, just to remind you of all the good stuff. And today's G-Note simply says, dear friend, our greatest glory is not in never failing or falling, but in rising every time we fall. And that is the truth. Some of our greatest lessons, some of the greatest rewards are in those times that we fall. Learn what we need to learn and then pick ourselves up. And we're going to talk a lot about success, and we're going to talk about all those things that go into success. And today's show is to create lasting success in your life. Success, real success, is meant to be simple, sustainable, and inclusive of everyone. True success is available to the rich and the poor, the famous and the unknown. Living an integrated life leads to success that can be sustained. And to be integrated means that we consider everything, including other people, the environment, physical things, as well as how we think and act spiritually. It means we look at things from the combined perspective of body, mind, and spirit. My next guest, who I'm very excited to have today, is Jacob Barocas, and he combines 35 years of corporate experience in business with insights from the study of Chinese medicine to help others be the very best that they can be. Very, very, very unique perspective. And so I ask you to join myself and Jacob for the next hour for a simple approach to creating lasting success in your life. So help me welcome Jacob Barocas to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hey, Candy. What an honor to be on your radio show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to have you here. And, you know, Jacob, we've known each other for a very long time, and it's one of the reasons I'm so excited to have you here, because I know from where you come from and the incredible growth and the things that you have to share and to offer the listening audience. So I, too, am humbled and honored to be able to share your message with my listening audience that I adore. Jacob, let's start a little bit with your background. Who exactly is this guy, Jacob?
Very good. Well, I'm actually an immigrant. I came here when I was 7 from Cuba, which is probably one of the best things that ever happened to me, because there's nothing like being pruned at 7 and having traumatic experiences of moving several times in just a couple of years to make us better, because having to overcome those challenges always made me better, and I assume it has to make other people better. They say you either die in the process of change or you become better. And my experience in life has been that there's always something good in everything. So I came here. I grew up in Miami, a little bit in Rhode Island. And then I ended up studying industrial engineering, went right into a family business with my brothers, my father, and it became one of the largest shoe manufacturers in the country. Now, we didn't do branded. We made shoes for some of the big distributors. We had, at our peak, we were making like 50,000 pair of shoes a day with 1,200 employees. I also was very attracted as an industrial engineer, as the big question was, what's the most important machine in my shop? That was a question that was asked to me by one of my college professors. And the answer was the human being. So luckily, I started looking at Taoism and Oriental medicine. So very early in my career as an executive, I started studying Taoism and Oriental medicine to figure out how to make people the best they could be. And a lot of psychology, a lot of other things. Time went on, got my degree in Chinese medicine.
You know what I want to do? Before you go any further, what was the piece that for you as an industrial engineer and somebody in corporate America, what was that piece of you internally that said, you know what, I really do want to figure out the best thing that I can do to make my people be the best that they can be? Because, you know, how long ago was this when you were in your heyday? I mean, this was a while ago.
I would say that probably was born around the age of five.
Right, but the thing is that, you know, most folks in the corporate arena, that isn't necessarily the mainstream. And so that piece that said, how can I help others be better so that we all can be better? Where do you think that piece came
from? When I said I went to the age of five, I had a certain awareness, and it culminated, Candy, and you know that my brother had a heart attack at the age of 44. And, you know, I'm sitting at home, it's midnight, I get a call from my sister-in-law, your brother had a heart attack and he didn't make it. That pivotal moment, that moment where my brother was no longer in his body, got me to look at a lot of things. Here we were making it, we were successful. From the model, the Western model of success, we were successful. We made lots of money, we were one of the top manufacturers. We employed a lot of people, family was happy, everybody was in great shape. And I got to look at that. And at his funeral, I got to really ask, I looked around, there were 600 people, and I said, this is not success. What is this? You know, and I started saying, what differentiates? I started distinguishing the things that I believed in that my brother hadn't followed through on. And I also looked at the things that he said. There was a quote that he gave me that I loved, and it's right in line with your G-note. Is that what you call it?
Your G-note, yes.
And he said, losers lose only once, winners lose many times. And that was my brother, but he didn't take care of his body, but I started looking at, because he was a heavy smoker, and, you know, he just didn't follow the rules of how do I take care of my body. He only looked at how do I be a successful businessman. And in that moment, I started looking at, wow, what differentiates me? And I realized one of the biggest things was that I treated people as me. In other words, I was a soul inside a body. And in that awareness, I made my body the best I could be. And also I knew I was interconnected to all these other people, all these other souls. And in that, and it's a weird way to run a business, but that's the way I ran, that's the way I operated, and I distinguished that with the passing of my brother. And I started looking at, if that was my foundation, then everybody had to win because we were all interconnected at a very high level. And it didn't matter whether you were cleaning the floors or whether you were doing all the programming for your computers or being the chief financial officer. It didn't matter. There was an equality there, which had to do with who we were, these souls that we were. And that was significant. Very significant. And I can keep going, but I'm pausing to let you.
I'm gonna let you pause for a second. And do you hear that music in the background? Do you know what that means? It means we're going to head off to our first commercial break. We are going to go do some commercials, but I will tell you, there's such great stuff here, and taking notes while you're talking, and I've got some things to ask you and to share with you right when we come back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, stick with us. This is a great hour. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free codes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. And before we get back to our guest, Jacob Barocas, and he's got some great things to share with us, I want you to save the date. You've got to do this one, I'm telling you right now. September 28th, it's just in a few weeks. It is the Vision to Wealth Success Showcase. And it's in the evening, and I want you to come and join me as I join Bill Walsh. Now, if you've never heard Bill speak or what he has to share, it's truly, truly, truly one of the guys that has information. You're going to walk away with so many nuggets. It's amazing. He's the CEO and founder of Power Team International, and he's got the Vision to Wealth Success Showcase. And I want you to come out. There's going to be networking from 6 to 7. This is going to be a group of top-notch professionals. And anyone that brings more than 10 guests will get a success table to promote their own products, which is which has huge, huge value. As a matter of fact, the value is clocked at about $1,000. So bring 10 guests, come on out, and I promise you, this is guaranteed from me, Candy G, that you're going to get some great stuff. What I'd like you to do is just go to www.visionevents360.com, visionevents360.com, and you can always get that information. If you're my friend on Facebook, it's on my wall, and you can always find that good stuff. But I'm telling you, make sure you come out and enjoy Bill Walsh, because he has some truly amazing things to share. You know, Jacob, it's interesting. I'm listening to you talk about how you really had the insight and the idea that what you wanted to do was you wanted to develop your people and the people that worked for you, because as you develop them, as they become better, you have a better business. And a lot of this, I guess, came to you, or you had this realization when your brother died of a heart attack. Now, was he older or younger?
Well, he was 3 years older, and he had a heart attack in 1995. So it's been quite a while. It's like 16, 17 years. Because I was in charge of manufacturing. I was the executive vice president in charge of manufacturing. So I was running things in the inside of the factory with these principles. I just hadn't distinguished my values and principles and stuff like that. I had written values for the company. I had a mission statement. But I hadn't really gotten until I kind of, when something hits you in the face, then you start distinguishing and you start picking it out. Well, I did. So that was in the early 80s. That I was doing things like that, and it touched everything. It touched how I interacted with employees, how I interacted with my family, how I interacted with environmental issues, and it was all about that concept of what is sustainable, and that was always in the back of my mind. But again, it wasn't until later that I said, "Wait a second, if we put all this together in a simple way, what does that mean?" But again, He left his body back in 95, and he predicted it. That was the sad part. He told me 10 years before he died that if he lived another 10 years, he'd be fine with it. I challenged it at the time, but he was 34 at the time, because I was questioning the way he was taking care of himself.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I know that you know that I do a lot of corporate training.
Yeah.
And I have a program that's, I call it the Vision Program, which is really based around vision, not just vision, but also values, and teaching folks what their values are, and that how everyone can lock arms and can really move forward together, and that everybody can win. It's not just about the folks at the top. And I've been doing this for about a decade, and I have some regular clients that I work with. And it's interesting, as I'm hearing you talk, and I'm going, hey, that's a lot of the stuff that I do with the Vision Program. And it's a formatted program, and I walk folks through this piece. And it's interesting to see how upper-level management, at first, when we start bringing some of these principles in, it's like, yeah, okay, maybe this will make a difference. But then where they have extraordinary strides that most of the folks that I work for never let me go, because folks want to be a part. And even the thing that you said about equality in all, it goes all the way down to the janitor or the receptionist. Everybody's equal. You know, the janitor and the CEO, everyone's equal. And when you get folks to understand those kinds of principles and that dynamic, it's amazing what you can see happen. So
yeah, my biggest realization was that it wasn't that we had equal pay.
Right.
Because
right.
that has to do with training. Yeah. It has to do with opportunity.
Sure.
It was that we were equal consciousness.
Right.
And like when I say, I would tell you that some of the biggest efficiency savings and being able to implement productivity principles in the manufacturing center came from me interacting on a soul-to-soul level with people at every level of the company. And like I said, and the janitor was my favorite, I'll be honest with you, because he saw everything.
And always had wonderful things to share, I'm sure. So let's talk about this thing called sustainable success. First of all, qualify sustainable success for...
That's good, because I've been accused of being, do you build houses? Yeah, I did at one time, and I did as much as I could to build them as green as possible, but that was just a five-year period of my life that I got into building. So it's not about sustainable building practices, but it's the foundation for any project to have it be sustainable. And it starts from that place, that place of awareness of who we are. And I actually have this dream, Candy, and it's like my dream is that the leaders of our country and the leaders of our corporations will sometimes get that when we look at the world from I am a soul versus I have a soul, there's something about thinking that you're your body that keeps us more afraid of losing something. But when you know you can't lose who you are, then everything works much better. And then the thing that once you come from that place, I found, at least in my life, that I was real clear with the values, the principles, and I defined them strategically in a way that would make everybody succeed and everybody win. Now, obviously, I'm better at it now than I was when I was in business. And you learn from not everybody that I interacted with probably would say to you that they succeeded. But I'm different now, and we're all different. But it's doable, and I think that if our leaders and if our corporate leaders looked at it that way, I know how crazy everybody thought I was when I would call environmental inspectors into our plant without them coming to inspect us. And my brother would look at me and say, are you crazy? You're calling in Durham? You're calling in OSHA? You're calling them? And I said, of course. If they come, then I'm partners with them, and they'll work with me, and they'll help me. And they won't find me, because I knew that they weren't going to find me. They were just going to help me find the solutions. And they did. And it did work. So there's ways to do everything. As long as the values and principles that we're living by support that big picture, and there's a clear purpose. I think one of the things people fail to do is define a purpose in their lives, something significant, a soul purpose of why they're here, not necessarily your job. Your job and your purpose are usually much different.
Isn't it amazing when your job and your purpose can be the same, but, oh, that's a whole show on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about sustainable success. I want to talk about that a little bit. And I also know that you're a member of SCORE. And
yes.
SCORE, what exactly is SCORE?
Well, I just recently got asked to be a member, and I'm excited about it because I was finding myself helping so many people in startup businesses who can't afford to pay for a consultant, and I was doing it on the side just, without structure. And what SCORE is, it's a group of retired executives, or supposedly, but there's so many consultants that work in there and do voluntary work now. But that's how it started. And they help small businesses start up. They have offices, and people come in, and it's all volunteers, and we help people start up. I've done that with people that I know, who can't afford, help them think through, give them advice, give them direction, just like a consultant would do, but you do it for free.
Well, you know, it's
interesting.
And it doesn't cost
the people anything. So, you know, it gives a lot of people opportunities.
And that's pretty exciting. And, you know, what's interesting is we were getting ready for the show, and I was the show right before us was winding down. There happened to be somebody who was a member of SCORE who was on. It was talking a little bit about, you know, for the last few minutes. And he was giving some statistics of new businesses. And he was saying that statistics are something like, and I'm paraphrasing because I wasn't taking notes. I was just kind of listening, going, oh, this is fascinating, because I knew you were just a new member of SCORE. And he said that for new businesses, new business that most likely won't make it in the first year are 40 to 50%. By the third year, it's as much as 80 to 90%.
Yeah, I've heard folks even higher numbers than that.
And what was interesting is he also shared statistics of folks that worked with SCORE, new business owners, and how the rates of their sustainability was much, 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 much higher because they had these retired executives that could pinpoint where the pitfalls were before folks got to them. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I knew you were going to come on and we were going to talk about that a little bit today.
That's exciting.
Good for you. And the thing is what I find is folks that are really successful, the ones that are truly successful, they want to give back. People might say, why would somebody do this? Why would somebody give their time? Jacob, why would you give your time to someone else? And you can answer that question for me when we come back in a minute. Hey, this is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. We are so happy you're spending this hour with us, Jacob and I. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G, make no Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to Jacob, I have a commercial for you. I mean, Candy G, I have a commercial for you. You know, I have been called America's number one vision specialist. You know, somebody else tagged me with that because I have been understanding this technology for the last 35 years. I've studied it and teaching it for well over a decade. And I am proud to announce the upcoming launch. It's very soon. It's around the corner of my new I Vision My Life program, and it truly is bound to take the world by storm. This groundbreaking new system combines my personal and expert coaching with technology to help bring your visions to life, and it is so affordable. It's incredible. So what I'd like you to do is go ahead and take a preview. We have a preview site up, and you can just go to www.ivisionmylife.com and just peek around, and you will be hearing about the launch, which is due to happen. We're finishing up beta testing now in the next couple of weeks. I am so excited. And so, you know, Jacob, getting back to you and talking about sustainable success. And we were talking about this group called SCORE that you're involved with. Why do you want to donate your time and give your time to this organization?
That's a great question. And in many ways, Candy, it's part of my own survival. When you read my little thing, you know, living an integrated life, what does that mean? Integrated life means, for me, it's the body, mind, and spirit. And that, and when I look at the world, I look at it as one big hologram, where it's kind of like they say what happens in the Brazilian rainforest, we ultimately feel it here, but it's even bigger than that. So how does that hologram work? That means that everything is part of everything. What happens inside me is happening outside, and we're all interconnected. The body is easy to figure out how to take care of that. We feed it right, we exercise, we do things right. The mind is easy, again, how we think, the values and principles we live by, you know, the way we think. How do we take care of the spirit? And everywhere I looked, the only way I found to take care of the spirit was by giving. That it was in the giving that I was receiving. And that's why, for me, that's why it's so important to give. And where is my biggest talent? And where is my insight, my ability to see, and my experiences in business? Obviously, there are people out there who really need help, and they'll never even start because they can't afford to get the kind of help. And obviously, scores, statistics prove it. I didn't know that. So that's why I have to give. It's actually part of staying integrated, taking care of my body, my mind. That's easy. The spirit is all about service.
Oh, you know, and that's a place where you and I both share in the biggest way, and I'm pretty sure that you know that.
I do know that very well about you.
thank you, honey. Daily, I ask, how can I serve? How can I help?
Yeah.
And it is my great honor and privilege to be able to share information with folks that truly, truly makes a difference. It's the reason we do the radio show. It's every single bit of work that I talked about in my bio at the beginning of the show. It's that every single thing that I do out of the place of wanting to give back and return, because life has been extraordinarily good to me as I'm growing and continuing to grow into this soul being that I am. And I have found that the greatest gift is in the giving, absolutely.
Yeah.
In the giving. I'm going to sidebar for a second because I've got somebody that just sent a question over and has asked, because I take questions on email, candyg@candyg.com, and on Facebook. So you can just friend me on Facebook, and these things are open and things will bounce in while we're on the air. And I have someone here that says, I want to start my own business. I'm scared. I'm getting ready to do it. How can I guarantee my success, especially with the statistics you just shared? How can we answer that one, Jacob?
That's a good question, Candy. And I'm going to kind of quote something you taught me and you brought to my awareness a few months ago when I saw you in Florida. You said that what was the percentages of unconscious thinking versus conscious thinking?
Well, what's really astounding is that it's huge. The 3 pounds of gray matter that lives inside our head, 13% is conscious, 87% subconscious, and that most things are driven through the subconscious mind.
Like,
96
it's like
to
millions
98
of thoughts a minute.
Yeah, every conscious mind has the ability to process up to 2,000 bits of information every second.
Consciously.
Subconscious mind, same second, up to 400 billion bits of information.
Right. And that I would start from there. So this person who is afraid, know that it's funny because in Chinese medicine, fear damages the water element. Now, I'll give a real quick lesson in this. Fear is our worst enemy. And we've heard that from a lot of people. Without water, you can't have trees growing, and you can't have fire under control. You can't have a radiator that's working. I expand more on that in my little book that I wrote. But it's very important to replace the fear with understanding, self-forgiveness, and seeking out information, and being honest with yourself. When you start looking at your business, first thing I do for people is I help them make a spreadsheet. A real simple spreadsheet, because most people don't even know how to start there. And look at the numbers. Start looking at the information, but also listen to that subconscious part of you that knows stuff that you don't even know. And the way you listen to that is through your feelings in your body. And the way to replace feelings, the biggest one is that fear factor, which is where we live. We live in a fear-based society. And in my opinion, that's why people are always angry and depressed and always seeking out drugs and alcohol and, you know, extreme immediate gratification. Again, that's an whole, I could do a whole radio show on that one.
But, okay, we just got three more shows to do just from that one statement. I'm just letting you know.
But I would say to this person, start tiny steps, information, get in touch. Get the way you get beyond your fear is by information. Now, the decision might be not to do that business. That would be, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But if you want to do the business, information, facts, black and white, intuition, because there's, you know, and if you're a female, I don't know if this is a female or a male.
This is a male.
A male, okay. Mm-hmm. Seek out the advice of a woman always, who's very smart, like you, Candy. Women happen to have a trait that I really admire, and that is they have a much more developed intuition. Whatever social reasons, whatever physical reasons there are, the female existence, the feminine, is got more of that ability to be intuitive and not necessarily know why. It's kind of like you tap into that subconscious infinite possibility quadrant of existence and awareness. So I always have advisors and people that I will talk to that know stuff. And you kind of weigh them all. You make a sheet, positives, negatives, what's the business, what's the input, you know, what are your projected income. You know, you have to take it small, tiny steps and replace the fear through information and understanding and just pure honesty with yourself. Sometimes it doesn't feel right for a good reason, because you're not supposed to do it. You know, feel right because you're afraid, and you just got to replace the fear with understanding and information and giving to yourself.
Right. Yes. I'm not so sure that this doesn't feel right to this person. What it sounds like to me is that this listener really is getting ready to do this, and then he just has a little bit of block of fear saying, oh, could I, can I? And, you know, it's great. And so a couple of things you said here I think are brilliant, which is what a lot of people do not do. Look at the numbers. That's just practical advice right off the bat. I did a business trip this weekend. I was doing a training in Trinidad, and we did a two-day vision event, and it was really extraordinary. What an amazing, amazing culture, and just the love and acceptance of the information was amazing. But one of the business partners that I was traveling with was talking about doing a new business venture. And so the first thing that I did is I said, all right, let's take a look at the numbers. What's the potential? Small potential. We can take a look at big potatoes later. But let's just take a look at, if you just did this much business this way, you know, could you do this much business? Well, yeah, I could do that. I said, then we did the numbers. And really, it was not a blown out proportion. And she just sat there and looked at me and went, wow. And just the power of a calculator is really extraordinary. Now, you still have to have the work behind it. You still have to step out and do what you have to do. But some of the things that you said, being honest with yourself, taking small steps, make sure that you have advisors. Talk to folks who've done this before. SCORE, I think, is an amazing resource.
Yeah, it is an amazing
resource.
Most people don't realize that it's available to start up. And one of the things, Candy, people who can't afford to pay and need help, they'll go to SCORE. Anybody can go to SCORE. One of the things I found is there are people that if they don't pay, they don't get value. That's it. You know, there are organizations. If you go to a corporation, if they're not paying massive amounts of money, they're not getting value. They don't think they're hiring anybody good. But a startup person, it's unbelievable. It's that 80-20 rule. You're going to get 80% of the results from 20% of your effort. And the rest, and that's where you really want to look at that beginning. That 20% of that initial effort is going to give you 80% of the results. So be very strategic and very clear. And do a little spreadsheet. I mean, I don't just use a calculator. I like to set people up with a little spreadsheet. You know, what are my expenses? Be real clear.
Right.
Spread them out over a month. And if you don't know how to do it, ask somebody to help you. It's very easy to do. I just actually did that to a person that I'm mentoring, a young girl who just graduated college, and she was thinking of going cross country to work on a new job, and I helped her do a little spreadsheet. Well, what are your expenses? And she's just going by her feelings. Well, let's look at your expenses. What are you going to have to do in order to work here for this amount of salary? And how much is it going to cost you for a rental? And how much is your electricity? And how much is your car going to cost? And it's that simple. And a business is the same way. What's your revenue is going to be? What are your costs going to be? And I did that for years in manufacturing all the time.
And you know what's amazing?
If you do it from that place of soul consciousness, that I am a soul, then you're just optimizing your God's gift to you and doing, because that business that you're going to do is going to it's going to help you, it's going to help people, it's going to interact with people, other souls. And it's very powerful. It's very, for me, it was always very powerful to just be excited about the souls I was meeting and interacting with.
Right, and I hear you. I think I do too. I think it's amazing. But I'm going to go back to your spreadsheet again.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's amazing how many people don't sit down and take a look at the numbers.
I know they go by all guts.
Go by all guts. All guts, which is really, really, really amazing. I love your conversation about fear. I have to throw in a little, I'm not even going to say shameless self-promotion, just a little self-promotion here. I'm so darn excited about this membership site that's launching.
Because, oh, I love it.
Jacob,
I love what you're doing.
Thank
you. I love it.
It was born out of, I had so many people coming. It's taken a year to put this together, a year. But I had so many people coming to me saying, would you coach me? Would you help me? Would you coach me? And, of course, my time is becoming more and more limited because I'm working on my third film. I finished one last December. I'm working on another one, which is the sequel to that, with some of the top speakers on the planet. I'm in front of the camera, and I'm working on the production end as a producer, which is very exciting. So my time has gotten very limited. And so many people came to me and I said, I want your information. I want to understand what you teach. And there's so many people that don't have the money or have the perception that they don't have the money or don't know how to pull it together. And so we went seeking a way to provide this information with something that's very interactive, very tech savvy, very today, very inviting, and for less than $20 a month. And so also what I would say to this listener is, and it's not about, invest in when the membership site launches, go ahead and invest in it so that you can understand how to keep your thinking on track, how to keep yourself on track, how to create a dynamic vision. And there'll be tons and tons of group coaching calls where you can bring any business question you want to these group coaching calls. And so I say, check out ivisionmylife.com. And I just had to throw that in there.
I think it's wonderful, Candy.
Brings us right up on that commercial break. Hey, hear that music? This is just such great stuff. Stick with me and Jacob. We got more great stuff coming. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. And before I get back, and Jacob and I continue our chat about sustainable success. If you didn't hear me early on, I'm going to say it again on September 28th in the evening. And this is in Fort Lauderdale, by the way, at the Embassy Suites Hotel. So it's right here in in my own backyard. Join me because, yes, I will be there as I join Bill Walsh for the Vision to Wealth Success Showcase. It's an evening event. Make sure you're there from 6 to 7 for the business networking. This is going to be a great, great, great event. If you bring 10 guests, you will be able to display your business at a success table in the back of the room, which will be very, very exciting. So make sure that you do that and just go to visionevents360.com, visionevents360.com, or email me, candyg@candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and I'll make sure you get the info. Come on out and join me there. And you know what? If I haven't met you and you're a new listener or a regular listener or somebody that I know, just come on out and let's have some fun with Bill Walsh that night. He is amazing. I have to tell you, I had an opportunity to spend some time with him, and he really, truly has got some remarkable stuff. So come on in. Come on out. And, you know, Jacob, I love getting little notes and stuff during the show. And one of our listeners does want to validate the fact that women do have a much more developed intuition. So. And that is one of our female listeners. I love it. Yes. She's a sweetheart, too. So very fun. Very fun.
I know. And it's silly that we don't. Well, generally, I think there's a lot of very smart businessmen who know that, and they honor that, but
right,
there's a lot
true.
That don't, and I think that's probably why we're in such trouble in the world. You know, I think we need to listen more to women in a balanced way.
Right.
Getting back to what you're doing with your show, because I really love what you're doing, and I know you didn't ask me to have this conversation with that program that you're having for $20 a month.
Right, less than, yes.
less than $20. I think it is amazing because most of the time people don't realize that coaching is actually a lot simpler. There are key questions, and what you've done is you've taken those key principles, key things, and put it into, and I'm assuming because I don't know your exact course, but to bring that, but you know, I'm confident that if it's from you, it's going to be excellent and amazing.
I'll listen to you. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you.
And but it's so great because, you know, if people can just kind of put that together and start listening, because there's those little things that just make us say, wow, oh, aha, the aha moments in creating a business and in being the best we can be, not just in our businesses, but in our personal lives, because it's all interconnected.
It's also interconnected. Well, here's some of the interesting thing about that. Well, since you brought it up, I just want to share because I'm so excited about some of this stuff. But some of the things with the membership site where you'll be able to go in and get all of the vision information that I can teach you how it works, why other stuff hasn't worked for you in the past. I mean, 35 years of research, study, implementation, all of this information is going to be inside this website. But beyond that, there's going to be access to group coaching calls with myself, other success coaches, which I certainly hope from time to time you'll come and join the group. There's community forums. But in addition to that, it's all about driving what it is you want, connecting with that your desire nature, so you've got that feeling component, and driving to that end game, which is your ultimate vision. And we've got some very incredible tech-savvy stuff where you can go into a piece of your membership site and you can create your own iVision board where once you determine what you want to create, you can put pictures, vision statements, music, and you can put them all on this moving vision board. And when it's all together, you can turn it into a movie, upload it to your computer.
Oh, wonderful. This is really cool.
Isn't this cool? You can upload it to your phone. You'll be able to. It's they're incredible, and they're so much fun because once you determine what you want and you put it together, all you have to do is to remember to look at it once a day. And what we're doing so that folks don't forget, besides sending emails every day, we're sending alerts, cute little alerts to your phone every day. And they're very funny. We have a wonderful copywriter on staff. And she's put these great little alerts together to your phone to remind you to go watch your movie. And I will tell you every time that you watch it, because it has your pictures, your life, your future, music that you like that taps into you, that you're like, oh, I can conquer the world. It's incredible. Incredible. So darn excited, as you can tell. Can't you tell?
I can tell, and it's amazing because, you know, no matter how many mathematical tools you have, no matter, you know, as an engineer, which was my first form of education, you know, no matter how good you are, unless you're motivated, unless you have a vision, that keeps you inspired to keep moving forward. You don't look at your next steps. And your next steps may be totally technical. Like the people, when I was in Aspen a few weeks ago, there was a guy who had this battery in France. Somebody invented a battery that lasts 10 years and that's totally, you know, it's more 4 or 5 times more powerful than the existing batteries. But a person like that has to stay inspired, because the obstacles we hit on a daily basis can either be great opportunities, and we know that, because, you know, I read your little messages that you send on emails and stuff, and we speak the same language, or they can stop us cold, and what you're doing is you're keeping people inspired based on their own vision. And I love it. I think it's the biggest piece that misses for people, that's what makes the winners, the people who stay focused on a long-term vision and stay inspired and want to wake up in the morning and have a reason to wake up. And it's beyond the result they're getting that day, because they may not have a great result one day.
You know, what you're saying is so true. But it's interesting is that there was, you know, all these studies that are done, and a study that was done at Harvard Business School, and they said that the top 3%, and you probably know these statistics, the top 3% of the population are the ones that are the most successful. And the one big defining element is the folks that are the most successful have a defined vision that they focus on every day.
Right.
And that is the one big difference. And so if I can help folks have fun and figure out how to get that done at the same time, I teasingly like to say that, you know, I sit on folks till they get the work done, because folks are so distracted. It's like, what do I do? And so we've tried to put all the components together so that we could cover all those bases. So I appreciate you letting me take some of your time.
Oh, God, it's all the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's all the same
time.
Mission. It's all the same purpose. But I love the way, you know, having fun. You know, that's the last line in my book. Most of all, make it fun. And my book, Sustainable Success, which is a real simple book, and I know we haven't talked about it, but it's a real simple little book. You can get it on Amazon. And honestly, if you can't afford to buy the book, send me an email. Go to my website, jacobbarocas.com. Send me an email. I'll send you a book. I'm not going to let anybody not read something because, you know, they can't afford to buy the book. But most people, it's a very affordable and it's a very simple book that just gives you those qualities. But that's that last line, most of all, make it fun. Because if we're not making it fun, it's very hard to have anything last, any kind of success last.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, is this hour going fast or what? Hey, hear the music? This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with special guest Jacob Barocas, and we're going to be right back in 2 minutes.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to the last segment of Nothing But Good News Radio for today. And just, you know, two things I really want you to do. What I really want you to do, and you know, I don't recommend events unless I know they're going to be amazing. And you know that. And I'm telling you this Bill Walsh thing, I want you to come out and join me. I'll remind you again the date, 9/28, Wednesday evening. And it's going to be from about 6 to 10, 6 to 7 is business networking. And you can come and learn how to start a business, create instant cash flow, win lifestyle retreats, monetize relationship capital, become super organized, and create your success plan. Just go to vision events 360.com. come and join me while I join Bill Walsh. Put that on your calendar right now, and also go check out ivisionmylife.com. You know, Jacob, here we are at the last segment of the show, and you've shared so much really incredible information. And certainly, I want to make sure that folks know how to find your book. You mentioned Sustainable Success. Where do they find it?
Well, the best place, I mean, unless you live in Asheville, North Carolina, which is where I live, and I have the book at Aspen, at the bookstore in downtown Aspen. Unless you live in one of those two places, the best place is to go to Amazon and order it online. You can get a little sample of it, and you can see the cover picture. But that's it, Amazon.com. Put in Sustainable Success, and you'll get a picture. What the cover is right now, and I'm actually considering looking at the design, but it's a starburst. And it says Sustainable Success, A Simple Way by Jacob Barocas. My website also is another place which will take you to Amazon, is jacobbarocas.com. And you can go to your site, and I'm sure that they can see the spelling. It's, you know, two B's and two R's on the jacobbarocas.com. And that's the best place, you know, the easiest place to get it. And like I said, you know, the other day I went to a organic farm here in Asheville, and there was a woman who wanted to read my book, and she couldn't afford to buy it because she's working as a farmer. And I said, you don't have to buy it. I'll give it to you, you know. It's about getting a message out for me. For me, ideally, I would love everybody to buy it, and I, you know, great, you know, that'll be another level of financial success in my life. But at this stage in my life, what's really important to me is getting the message out there, getting a shift in awareness and consciousness on our planet, especially our leaders, especially corporate leaders. If they can see that you can win and make money and have values and principles that support the whole, that take care of the environment, that take care, building homes that last, it's all over the place. I just watched, had the benefit of meeting the guy who did Carbon Nation. Great movie, by the way. It's available now everywhere. All about how we can fix. We don't have to be using all this carbon emissions and these fossil fuels. There's so many ways. That's all based on our values and principles. There's ways to take all our empty factories and turn them into factories making solar panels and wind turbines, you know. And there's all kinds of methods and new technology out there. But it's all based on what do we value and what are our principles. Are we worried about the masses, or are we worried about having our yachts and our three homes, you know, all over the country?
You know, I hear this, and, you know, like there's just a place where you and I just speak the same language. It's so, so, so true. And I think about this all the time. I know that there is a way that we can do things where it doesn't have to put people in such a money crunch, especially when it comes to things like fossil fuel. You know, what was interesting is I told you I just was in Trinidad for the weekend, and it's amazing because it's, you know, whatever it is in TT dollars there, but in American money, U.S. gas is 60 cents a gallon.
In Trinidad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And I think it's even less in, I think it's Venezuela. I think it's 30 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
So, the question, just, you know, go back quickly to I Vision My Life, that less than 20, it's actually $19.77 a month.
Oh, I love that number.
Yeah, and the reason why is it 77 cents? Because 7 is a very spiritual number.
Yeah, I love that.
And I live my life through what I have been taught as spiritual law, how I understand it, and have garnered extraordinary success. God wants us all to be successful. I know that piece is true. But there is no long-term commitment. You could come join the coaching program for 1 month, get everything that you wanted to get, and it'd be fine. There's no what's the word? There's no penalty for leaving. It's just $19.77 a month for as long as you want to come in and join. And as a matter of fact, with that $19.77 a month, I know we just kind of, with that question, got me back to the I Vision My Life program. But there's so much free stuff we're giving away with it. It's not even funny. But that answers that quick question. Back to you, Jacob.
I totally can relate to this because I was a manufacturer and we made a lot of shoes for very low price. There's mm-hmm. something in volume that we can give more. When we have everybody doing it, we can do more. And I love that you're doing this with this, Candy. God bless you for doing what you're doing because it's so important at so many levels for
so
people
excited.
To get this stuff.
I know, but I keep talking about it. But listen, Jacob, you know, I've got 3 minutes until, a minute till we're off the air, maybe
okay.
2 minutes. In 60 seconds, what do you want to share with the listening audience before you go?
What do I want to share? I had this question asked last time I was on a radio show in the last second. I want to share that everything is possible. We live in a world of infinite possibilities. And that our biggest limiting is our own belief that there is nothing wrong with us, but most of us ask that question on a daily basis. What is wrong with me? And the only thing that's wrong with you is that you think there's something wrong with you. So I invite people to read my book in whatever way, because it will lay out on 100 pages, very simple, very clean. Everybody, you can read the reviews on Amazon, and you can see what people have written about it. It's authentic, it's sincere, and it can help every one of us. But just take time to be honest with yourself. Take time to understand each other. Forgive yourself and others, and give yourself whatever you can give yourself, and give others whatever you can give them. And sometimes, in a worst-case scenario, it could be distance from that person. That might be the healthiest thing you can give them. And make it all fun. Have a lot of fun, because we're in a fun planet. It's actually a lot better than a lot of people want us to think it is.
And that is so, so, so true. You know, and another thing is, I really did misread my cues. It was 3 minutes, so we still have about 90 seconds.
Oh, okay. Did I do that in a minute now?
Yeah, you did. You did
okay.
Really good. You did in a minute. But you know what else is interesting? We live in a fun planet, but we live in an extraordinary country. And after coming from a place like Trinidad, which is an amazing, wonderful country, they've got a lot of money, but they just don't do the things the same way that we do. And there's just a way where it's like, wow, it is so amazing to be here. It's just so amazing to be here. You know, one of the things about Trinidad right now, they're in a state of emergency because crime is so high and there's a curfew. Restaurants had to shut down at 8 o'clock so that their employees could get home before 11 or they'd get arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. And so we have so much goodness that goes on here. People
and there's a lot of hope. When I went to that R Day conference summit in Aspen, 4 days of hope with, you know, when I heard General Wesley Clark say, my vision is to get off fossil fuels.
Right, I hear you. And you hear that music, that means you're going to have to share that vision on a different day. I guess you're just going to have to come back. You're going to leave us with a thought. Jacob, it's so great to have you here. Sustainable Success, it's a great book. Go get it, go get it, go get it. We love you, Jacob. We'll have you back again. Hey, this is Candy G, and you know what I want you to do? I want you to get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.